Good evening, and we're live from Paradise, California, and Toronto, Canada. And it's all in the stars with Hassan Jaffer and your host, Ingrid Rea. Good evening, Hassan.
Hi, Ingrid. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What a beautiful night here we have.
We have a beautiful evening tonight.
Yes.
And we have a caller already.
Yes, and actually we actually have a caller right away, so I'm going to get right into the caller. Good evening, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Toronto.
From Toronto, and your name?
Sunny.
Can you just speak a little louder, please?
Sure. S-U-N-N-Y. Sunny.
Sunny from Toronto.
Yes.
And do you have a date of birth for us?
Sure. It's 79, April 6th.
April 6th, 1979.
Right.
Hassan, what do you say about that?
April 6th, 1979. Just give me 2 seconds. And
sure.
And you were born in Toronto, Sunny?
Sorry?
You were born in Toronto, yeah?
Yeah. No. Actually, I was born in China.
Oh, in China. I see. Okay. Oh, in China. I see. Okay. But you have a very sensitive, very intuitive chart, actually. Your chart reminds me of Arabian Nights and belly dancing. And actually, it reminds me of Egypt a lot. So it's quite a sort of romantic type chart. But you also, because you're quite a perfectionist, I think one of your parents, probably the father, was very strict and but also very ethical. But that Saturn-Venus opposition makes a person much more inhibited in love matters and relationships. So even though you are very romantic, but it's all very inhibited as well. This is a very good year when it comes to love matters or relationships in your chart. But you're going through a bit of almost like a manic depressive phase. You know, when you feel very run down and tired, and then you suddenly snap out of these moods. And you are a bit anemic this year, you know that?
You mean this year?
Yes, you're a bit anemic, and till about summer, outside will be much better. So make sure you give yourself enough physical rest, enough sleep, and you take some more iron. Because this aspect sort of ages people a little bit. Every 7 years it happens. And last time it was in 1993, 1994, then 2000 and 2001. And this year, from about end of last year, it also indicates one of the parents may have to be careful of any heart problems, for example. It's a bit of a depleting aspect for one of the parents' health. But this is a temporary thing. You've got a nice fame element in your chart, you know. Like in the long run, you have Moon in the sign of Leo, which is one of the fame elements in a person. You also have all those Piscean planets, which is, of course, the intuitive, the sensitive part. And you're also very good with children and old people. What do you do, by the way?
Sorry?
What is it that you do, Sunny?
I can't really hear you. Like, what do you say?
What is it that you do for a living?
Okay. I'm a visual artist, and I'm also a PR specialist. I'm doing PR and visual art.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, you certainly have Mercury and Venus both in Pisces, and Venus, Saturn, you see, that's a very productive use of that Venus aspect in your chart, because that Saturn in Virgo is a perfectionist side of you. And you see, with different cultures, they use these aspects in a different way. For example, with Saturn touching off Moon, although it's a depleting aspect, it also makes you extremely focused. Like, make you emotionally much more emotionally tough.
Right.
But the erratic aspect finishes by about summer.
Mm-hmm.
But this year is very good for relationships, by the way, for you. And also for contractual matters. In fact, the best time for you is about late July throughout the month of August, September, October till November.
August?
That's a very, very positive time for you.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, for when it comes to career matters, because Jupiter will be touching off your Mercury, so you'll have very high imagination. You should do as much creative work as you can at that time. Get a website going, get your any contracts going throughout that period.
Do you have a career change coming up, Sunny?
Yes, actually, I am. I was switching around my job, and I'm also doing a GMAT exam for preparing for next year MBA. So I'm, you know, changing, actually. I think those 2 years are my changing years. And especially, like, this year is my 9 year, like, finishing year. So kind of just... I'm preparing for next year.
You've got
for
one of the best years. You know, you've got quite a brilliant mind, actually. I just noticed you have a Mercury, Uranus, Jupiter, Grand Trine in water sign. Even though you're an Aries, you're like a pioneer and a poet.
Right.
So leading to the high energy, the sudden burst of energy, but that Mercury-Uranus is the brilliant part and use computers and visual aspects, and Mercury-Jupiter is the philosophical aspect, and the Jupiter-Uranus trine is now a sudden windfall opportunity, totally out of the blue, and that is getting touched off exactly this summer. So late July, August, September, and October is fantastic for you. And right after that, you've got a lot of travel coming. You become like a gambler. So lots and lots of opportunities.
Hassan, you did say that she had a fame aspect. What kind of fame were you speaking of?
Well, it's very easy for her to get recognition. That's the Moon in Leo theme in your chart, no? It's quite easy for you. So, but in the meantime, because you have a very active nervous system, make sure you give yourself enough physical rest and sleep.
Oh, yes. Great. Can I ask you a question here?
Absolutely.
And
go ahead.
Thank you. Because I'm actually going through a little bit like a visa problem right now. It's been dragging since last year. Like
that moon represents, you know, that moon represents also the visas and family and the immigration, all these issues. And
right.
That's one of the aspects in your chart which may have been setting you back a little bit when you feel a bit depleted or sad. But that
right,
just
it's been
after that July.
Like 5 months already, so I'm kind of very worried about that right now.
But
so I'm not.
July becomes much better. You are staying for sure.
Oh, really?
We have a lot of callers, actually, so we'll give some other time. If you want to, you can always email to me, because these are very specific questions you're asking. We also have reports, actually.
We do, Hassan, and she can do that at stargaze@astrotrends.net. So you can actually email Hassan, and you can actually even set up an appointment, and you can speak to him directly, even in, more of a little detail.
Yeah, and then
you
still,
just go to my website, you know, astrotrends.net, like A-S-T-R-O. trends.net.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Sunny.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
So she has quite the chart.
So Ingrid, I've been looking at different signs. Here is Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan. His hand, so clear, you know, for our book.
Oh, you did. You got
excellent.
His hand. Yes.
And you can see the Mount of Venus is very passionate. That when people believe in something, for example, he's actually a very, very, quite a sort of a very ethical type person. He's got a lot of Virgo planets. He's a Leo, but that's why he likes all the, you know, to dress up in all
these. We actually touched
things.
Upon the topic of when you have a mound.
Yes.
And maybe we can explain to our listeners.
Well, the Mount of Venus, you see, which is right inside the lifeline, for example, you know, near the thumb, the semicircle that you see, when that's very strong. People have more passion, and it can also give temper if you don't control it, of course. But you'll notice that all the fingers are together. That's a very Eastern thing. Like in the West, you'll find the fingers are, like one of the fingers, the little one would be completely isolated, for example.
So just to tell our callers, because they're getting, they actually don't have a visual, but let's compare Oprah. For example, we have a picture of Oprah in front of us, and you can probably see these on your website, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So Oprah has actually her fingers, when she says hello, when she says stop to the paparazzi, her fingers are a little bit open, and she's very Western. Now,
and you can see the little finger
yes.
is totally isolated.
Totally
which,
isolated.
Which indicates how you communicate your feelings. She's
correct.
A very independent thinker, but it's like an emotional aspect. That's why she's not married still. She can't relate to the men.
Isn't that interesting?
She's always fighting for causes. And all these, you know, always trying to save men.
Now, she does, though, have a regular person in her life, so...
She keeps having the balance, but she doesn't really care for herself. She's got so much of grudges, she's never resolved this aspect. She blames the father, and she blames the uncle, and she was abused and all kind of things, but she thanks the father also. And she's very, sort of a weird aspect, like that aspect of it. And like it's not a very normal theme. Maybe that's why she's good for the masses. But she's always this saving of the other women aspect in that aspect, but she can't really, there has to be a certain interdependency in the positive relationships. So that part is completely isolated. It's not normal, but it's very normal in the West. Other women seem to have this. But his hand, Chef's hand, you can see, is completely together.
It is, I see.
Good family and children, everybody together. For example, he's rather conservative. The brain is totally joined. He's not one, even though he was a commando. He was the leader of the commando.
Now, can our listeners see his hand on your site as well?
I will be putting it very soon, actually, yes.
That'd be
yes.
great to see that comparison.
In my book, actually, one of my books is coming out, Revelations of the Hands, is specifically meant for astropalmistry, where I'll be putting all the palms. And my Revelation of the Hands, so it has a lot of the celebrities' hands, Oprah's hands, and, you know, I came across a very, very interesting chart, and I really liked it. That's Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper,
yeah.
Yes, he's very much...
My intuition was that he's got a very strong, very sense of fairness and justice, and he's got a very balanced outlook. When I looked at his chart, he has Libra rising exactly the same as America. And anybody who has Libra rising, they become very, very successful in states. It's almost like a given. Liz Taylor was born with that. Also, Bill Clinton was born with that. Natalie Portman was born with that. In his worst time, Clinton was more popular than most presidents. That's a Libra rising. And but he also has a lot of tension, things which can give heart problems, because America's Saturn touched off his Mars. He's got a bit of an A personality. If you notice, it's Mars-Saturn opposition. It's one of the classic aspects of heart. And in about 2-3 years' time, it gets touched off. In fact, it gets touched off exactly in 2010 and 11, exactly. That's when it gets touched off in his chart. In fact, any time when America is in danger, it's exactly the danger to him.
Really?
Same aspect. Like Pearl Harbor, that same Mars got touched off in America's chart also. The same thing. But he's got to be careful of sugar also. But what I like about his chart, he's got Mercury in Cancer, very much like Princess Diana, also like Nicole Kidman. And so a certain wisdom, a certain realization of truth, and it's in the ninth house. Ninth house is like a philosopher. Somebody's like a preacher. It's like a good preacher's chart. But the home life is totally barren. It's got Capricorn there and Cancer right on top. Complete role reversal at home. This is exactly America's society. The children are with babysitters. When I was talking about, you know, at work also, that they'll have their own little place, for example. And there's nobody nurturing at home for them. So that part is exactly opposite to the natural order of nature. So a very sort of a maternalistic society. That's at Capricorn, the fourth house. And Cancer right on top indicates his family values and his nurturing comes out in his career. When he was talking about Katrina, for example, he made a lot of people cry, for example. He made me cry.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So this is a Cancer part that comes out in his chart. And then Leo, of course, right on top is one of the same aspects. Now, Libra rising always indicates a bit of a mama's boy.
Really? Anderson Cooper, I'm sorry if you're listening to
Libra rising. You always have that mother being a sort of bit of a bat like a domineering type of woman. Now, he's the son of, Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yeah, so he was actually born with a sort of real, like a silver stone. He's born with Venus-Jupiter conjunction. It's an extremely wealthy aspect to have, so he's used to that. But Venus right on top of the chart also, like he could even start his own food industry, like a food chain. He must love good food, and especially restaurants. That's why New York is perfect for him. That's the Cancer aspect. But Jupiter being in sign of Leo, and right on top, that's one of the fame themes also. Like most kings and monarchs were born with Jupiter right on top of the 10th house. But Venus-Jupiter is a beautiful aspect for, like, whether he makes his own documentaries, because there's always a message to his things. That's that Mercury theme. Another interesting thing he has is a Saturn-Moon conjunction, which gives a low blood pressure, low metabolic rate, weak eyesight. It's one of the signs of age, and he's got premature aging. He was very young, only 16, when his hair started going silver.
Really? And you can tell that in somebody's chart?
Yeah, I mean, that aspect. But now Saturn-Moon aspect is one of the signs of depression in women. And it's interesting, when a child is born, because of blood loss and all that, they become anemic. And that anemic aspect, Saturn Moon, also is one of the aspects of depression. So when they talk about postpartum depression, it's purely a physical thing. Nothing to do with a child being a child or anything like that, but just because of childbirth, for example, the loss of blood. So anemic aspect is what creates a depression. So anyone who has depression, the first thing I would look at is if they lack iron. But doctors would say everything is normal. But doctors don't care whether the person is a sumo wrestler or a little baby. Everything is just normal. But everybody is totally unique. And you've got to take that into consideration. So, but many athletes, some top athletes, also have a Saturn Moon aspect. So I'm finding a really interesting paradox here. Because in women, Saturn Moon creates a lot of weight problem because they have very low metabolic rate. In men, it makes them emotionally tough. They don't really show their smile as much. And he doesn't actually. He starts showing a little bit that he's in crisis situation. He doesn't panic. But the Libra aspect indicates that he's got very soft-featured, and he likes these aggressive type of women, actually. He's got that Aries in the seventh house of marriage. And this year, late July, August, September, October, November, is fantastic for him. I don't know if he's involved with somebody or not, but relationship-wise, he's got a fantastic aspect coming in. Now, Venus in Cancer is also what exactly the same position as Angelina Jolie, and she's also fantastic with children. So when he was with children, at first I was really surprised on TV, because he looks so far removed from that aspect. But when he was with children, all these African children and Katrina, it was amazing.
He was so amazing. And in case any of our callers any of our listeners are listening a little bit late, we're talking about Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, yeah, of CNN.
Yes, of CNN.
So he definitely has that aspect. He's also very health conscious, of course. I think he's going to be extremely popular.
Well, he's got his own show now, which is quite impressive because
right.
you don't
yeah.
see that quite he's often.
I'm sure he'll get into the 60 Minutes also. This is a fantastic year for publishing books for him and DVDs and CDs, all kinds of products. He's got a lot of fame aspects, like all the planets that are on top of the chart for quite some time, actually. And I really like his charge. I remember going to Montego Bay, and I give cruises and all that. We went there. And this lady, I bought something from her, this really old lady, and she just touched my hand. She said, "You're a good man." She said it.
That's
so
sweet.
Nice, you know. And that's exactly how he is. He has that aspect now. That you can feel that a person who truly cares for the masses. It's so nice to have that. I think it's a real big coup for CNN to have somebody like that, because certainly when they talk about the most trusted name, it is so ironic, you know, with all this propaganda and everything.
That they have Anderson Cooper there, right?
Yeah,
no.
But he is quite genuine, actually.
That's amazing. So I just want to let our listeners...
But the Mars-Saturn, you see, this is that accident configuration, which is one of the aspects of heart and crisis situation. In his case, because he doesn't like any hassles, there's like any violence and blood and all that. So many times he puts up with a lot, but he's got a mind of his own. He likes to do things his way. He's got a good business sense also, but he needs to put his foot down right at the beginning.
Okay, well, before we go into the next chart, Hassan, I just wanted to mention to our listeners that they're more than welcome to call in and give us their birth dates, or if they have any questions, we'll be able to tell them whatever they need to know. And all that they have to do is pick up the phone and call 1-888-268-4313. And once again, it's 1-888-268-4313. And Hassan, I heard that officially, although everybody unofficially knew, Nicole Kidman, she's actually officially engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
But her timing is very similar to Tom Cruise. And I remember one of these shows, I was saying that she still loves Tom Cruise. And she actually said it openly, that I still do love him.
That's amazing.
It's so nice. They both have same Venus and Leo.
I wonder how he feels about her.
I
wonder how Tom Cruise feels about her.
Oh, definitely. He's got a lot of love.
So.
Definitely. In communication, they're very different. And he's got Mercury in Gemini aspect to Pluto, where you tend to sort of violate the divine truth, and he goes up at a tangent in this aspect. And where she has Mercury in Cancer trying to Neptune, it's an extremely intuitive, healing artist, a beautiful voice also. Remember when she sang and... That was her voice.
Yes,
voice,
no,
yeah.
I know. And she said that
really
was the first time
yeah.
she ever sang. It was beautiful.
Especially very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And we met her, remember? We were
yes, we did.
At a dinner together.
Yes, we did.
She's such
a
beautiful,
a beautiful
yeah.
person.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Prince William also has Mars in Libra, aspect to Saturn, just like Anderson Cooper. Now, the Mars-Saturn is a major accident configuration.
So what's going on with
now,
Prince William? We haven't seen him.
No, let me just tell you something really interesting. And that Mars in Libra is in his ninth house. Ninth house is foreign countries, foreign lands. Mars-Saturn is an aspect of accidents to the head area. And also, Libra is a sign of the fashion capitals, Paris. Saturn is one of the parents. And this applies to his mother. That his mother died in Paris. All the head injuries and everything and something, that's all the Mars-Saturn theme, in a car accident, ninth house. So his chart is reflecting that. So quite often, see, even though you're like his chart is showing that also with one of the parents. So quite often, you see, it may not be just your chart, maybe people around you as well. Especially in women's chart, that happens a lot. That boyfriend, the husband, so if you have the major accident configuration, women's chart, be careful when you marry her.
So to Prince William, it's not actually going to happen to him. It's just reflecting upon what happened to Princess Diana.
That's right. Like a person who's a drug addict, for example, or deals with, in a pharmacy, there's certain things common there. But Oprah is coming to a major accident configuration this summer, by the way. Saturn will be touching off of Mars, legal matters, hassles, any urogenital problems from this summer till about next summer. And although she has a major, it's like when you take big chances and big thing that you pull off, about August, September, October, November, but right after there's no cover from Jupiter. Saturn will be touching off Mars, a very sort of frustrating aspect. And now the other people I was looking at, Anna Kournikova, you know, that
beautiful,
star from
beautiful
Russia.
Girl, yes.
Now she has Moon in Leo. When you were asking about that Sunny,
yes.
girl, same aspect, same as Moon in Leo, so it's a natural showmanship and a star quality. She has Jupiter trying to Mars, the hallmark of athletes, and Mars within Gemini, which is the hands also, so the flexibility of the body is there. Mars-Jupiter is a tremendous sudden burst of energy. The Saturn-Mars trine gives her the stamina and endurance, the ability to finish what you start also. And like I said, she has both, it's like the stamina of a marathon runner, as well as a sudden burst of energy like a martial artist. And yet she has very good business sense as well. She also has Mercury and Venus in Cancer, just like Anderson Cooper. Both have the same theme.
So what do you see in her future?
In the chart, well, she has end of this year, from about October onwards, for 1 year, she's got fantastic aspects in the chart again. So she'll be coming back with all kinds of things. And I was looking at Chavez, you know, Hugo Chavez, this is president of Venezuela. He also has, he's a Leo actually, but he has Mercury in the sign of Cancer, very much like Anderson Cooper, Nicole Kidman. They all, they like to get things their way. And you can't really change their viewpoint.
Very determined. Are they very determined, is what you're saying?
It's some emotional tenacity. They're not really stubborn. It's just, for example, they wear you down. They keep coming back to their viewpoint until you say, okay, fine. You're right. Because they get emotion involved, but it's an executive sign. And they like to get, there are four executive signs: Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, and Libra. And depending on what element it is, that's the way they do it. For example, in Aries, it's like, let's not argue, let's do it my way. That's like a military type thing. Hitler was born with that. Many public speakers are born with that. That's Mercury in the sign of Aries. Stephen Harper is born with that. Tony Blair is born with this aspect. That's what happens is say, it's just my way. And that Mercury in Capricorn, Reagan was born with that. Boris Johnson was born with that. They work hard to prove their leadership. But it's not an intellectual position or something. Chrétien was born with this aspect, for example. And then in Mercury in Cancer, they sort of weigh you down. It's almost like a whiny aspect, usually. They say, okay, fine, here you are. They have an exceptional memory, too. And but they are caring, and they like to be like the father and the mother of the nation and all. That's that Mercury in Cancer in his chart. But he's very, very smart. He's getting fantastic aspects from Jupiter this year. So he'll be able to pull off a lot of things this year. And he's certainly giving a hard time to Bush also. Because Bush is too predictable in many aspects. I mean, it's so easy to buy people who have Mercury in Leo. He's Cancer with Mercury in Leo, so people can just flatter him and appeal to his ego. He's going to be our savior. And he believes it. And Mercury in Libra is an air sign, so I like to win people to their side. That's their approach.
You know whose chart I'm curious about, Hassan, is Britney Spears. She's in the public eye again. She was caught.
But she has Libra rising, like Anderson Cooper. So there's the fame asset, because she was not really particularly talented, but she was good, a very good entertainer. And there's a certain arrogance about fire sign, being a Sagittarius, of course. So she certainly has a showmanship, and but having that Libra rising, it's not a very good mother aspect at all. Anybody who has Libra rising, they're not very good mothers at all.
Well, no, she was actually, they had a segment about her. She was actually driving her baby seat backwards in the car.
Yeah, but besides that, they're not very nurturing. They hardly have any time at home. They will take their children everywhere, all the skating and all the things that have to be done, but they rather than doing it with themselves. It's like a project. Everything has to be a project.
There's no nurturing in the home, is what you're saying.
That's right. The nurturing part comes out in a career. So they have a Philippine babysitter, for example, or nanny, for example, who will be with their children much, much longer, for example, than them. But Libra, I think, is a very beautiful placement for women, actually. Like Natalie Portman, for example. It's a very feminine type of placement. And when they like a man to be a bit chauvinistic type, or sporting, athletic, that's that they definitely do not like a gentleman. That's why so many beautiful women like a man to just come and just take them. They come on, let's go now. As opposed to being really nice. And
we like the bad boys, Hassan. We like the bad boys.
That's exactly the Libra Aries aspects, yeah. But so Javier Hugo Chavez is getting fantastic aspects this July, August, September, and October. By the way, if you look at Musharraf's of Pakistan's hands and Ahmed Nejian of Iran, they're almost identical hands, if you notice. Very, very similar hands. Again, all the fingers balance. They both have Venus and Virgo. They both care for the villagers, for the poor people, for the needy. He really does. He has Venus and Virgo. So it's a very
they make him out to be such a bad man.
Oh, I know. I mean, if anybody's bad, I mean, you should see Condoleezza Rice's chart. Like, she has that.
Tell us about her chart.
She's looking at Scorpio, so it's a real, like, a dictator, and like a real full of revenge. Like, because of her, for example, so many people would die. It's almost like a given. Any time somebody has Mercury and Scorpio, because they're not team players. They really just want to have power and been driven by this aspect, unfortunately.
So you're talking about Condoleezza Rice right now.
Yes, that's right, yeah. But in his chart, he has Mercury in the sign of Libra, like Bill Gates, and very strong sense of fairness and justice. However, he also has Mercury very close to Neptune, which gives, it's like a, you know, somebody who's like a Mensa type person, but who also beats them at their own game. But people don't know whether he's slapping them or praising them. Like, you cannot argue with him. Like, his logic is so fantastic that none of the points that he has addressed that anybody from the State Department was able to address, none of them, not even one point. So they just couldn't apply because they were so factual. He said, you know, if it's good for you, for all your people, to get electricity, why is it not good for us? The same thing. He has not violated one thing, one iota of thing from this non-proliferation treaty. In fact, he signed it. India never signed it. Pakistan never signed it. Israel never signed it, and Germany never signed it. France, like they have these things. So and it's
so he really is for the people.
Well, and you also have to appeal to his rational intellect. As I said, now there's still danger in June and July, as I've said, for Iran. Now what I find many astrologers will say, oh yeah, he's so evil and all that. They try to put all kinds of articles I see on the internet, but there's no rational logic behind some astrological aspects. You cannot say that somebody who has Mercury in Libra has a very strong sense of fairness and justice for one person and then not apply to everybody else. For example, Libra rising gives a strong sense of fairness and justice, and many politicians are born with that. Underneath that is Scorpio, and where if they hang on to the power too long, then they tend to abuse it. For example, Hitler was born with Libra rising. In 1929, the price of a dozen eggs was 100 million marks. People lost their entire fortune on one dozen eggs. That's when Hitler came in. And he had no light training, nothing. For example, he was very strict and all that. Within 5 years, they had to import workers from the rest of Europe. And he blamed two professions, the criminal lawyers who were getting the worst of the crooks off the hook, and the loan sharks. Like these two, he almost banned these professions, and they had to import workers from the rest of Europe within 5 years. Now, he had no plans in water signs. There's no that empathy, compassion, that part certainly was not there. That's why he was a good, successful sort of a dictator. But the Libra rising is still there. There was a sense of fairness. He felt it was not fair for the German people to lose their fortune of a dozen eggs like that. That's when he came in. He felt everybody should have their own little land, their own little place. So that aspect, as astrologers, we've got to see that first. And like people just immediately say, oh, this person is so demonic, and that person is so demonic, this person is totally stupid, and that person is such a genius. You cannot just change the rules like that. That's why I say it's so important to program computers who are totally unbiased and have them. Now, it's easy for somebody to become a con artist or a saint, like where there are certain aspects which lead them. Like if you have some, like Jupiter-Venus aspect, for example, what Anderson Cooper is born with, is an easy asset of wealth. Many Playboy bunnies are born with this aspect. Many of these escort girls or these, you know, these women who want to get out of stripping, for example, they're born with that. But they get thousands of dollars, for example, so they get used to it. Luckily, he's got very good morals and principles. That part saves that. But the Jupiter-Venus theme is this. Many criminals would be born with easy asset of wealth. If they're getting thousands and thousands of dollars from drugs, why should they work at $10 an hour or $12 an hour?
That's
their reason. And when they keep getting these opportunities, that's why it's such an important thing. And we are dealing with that, you know. And also we look at, for example, what makes a criminal in the first place. Like, for example, as he had said, very interestingly, you know, he's got a Mercury Neptune. There's a very strong spiritual aspect about it. So he actually quoted, he said, no, that we consider, as Muslims, we consider Jesus as a Messiah also, and he had certain values, and we appreciate your excellency. He's calling Bush your excellency. Most Americans don't call him that. So very smart in that aspect. And he said that that would he have bombed Iraq where 50% of the population is less than the age of 15? Like all these questions like that, of that nature.
But wait, I want to go back to the point that you just said that about the criminal aspect in someone's chart. When you have a child that is born, for example, let's say I had a child, and my child's chart, when you saw it, it had a criminal aspect in it. Could you
The criminal aspect is not something, it's not, like certain people say, some charts are very difficult. That's true. Like if you have a lot of Scorpio planets, it's very easy. You can go to a soaring eagle, that's also one of the symbols, or people become very self-destructive. Most dictators are born with that. Charles Manson had Scorpio planets, for example. But so did, actually Bette Midler had some Scorpio planets. Tina Turner had some, the one who discovered radium. Madame Curie was born with this also. So you've got to see how, like, by the way, in her chart, she has Saturn in Scorpio.
We're talking about Condoleezza Rice.
Now, this is Condoleezza, Now, it's really interesting. She has a Mercury-Neptune conjunction where you cannot separate truth from fantasy. Where you can have Mensa people, but emotional judgments. Exactly the same as what Emma Nijan has. But he's intellectual, she is not. Even though she's got a doctorate, she has Mercury in Scorpio and Neptune in Libra. He has Mercury in Libra, Neptune in Scorpio.
Now, who's he? Who's he?
Ahmadinejad is the president of Iran.
Okay.
So he has Mercury in Libra, which is a very intellectual aspect. Bill Gates is born with this aspect. They're team players. They want the whole world
as opposed
to successful.
Condoleezza Rice.
In her case, yes, she's very secretive. Like the Shah of Iran was born Mercury in Scorpio. But it's not a selfish placement. He likes to get things his way, but he likes to win people to his side. That appeals, that's why most lawmakers are born with that. But in her case, she's too emotional. She gets too emotional. But what I dislike in her chart is Mercury-Saturn conjunction, first of all, makes a person extremely dogmatic and stubborn. And Saturn in the sign of Scorpio, that's a very sort of a dark side. When a person becomes like Bill Gates is born with that, when people powerful are born with that, when they are very much aware of their own mortality. Also, Apple Steve Jobs is born with that, for example. When people get very dark moods, especially in women, the dark moods are very predominant. That's the Scorpio theme. Women react to a career differently than men. And I'm not sure if she does she have children or not.
Actually, I'm not too sure of that myself. Maybe there's a caller out there that could give us a call and let us know.
Yeah, but that Saturn Scorpio aspect, you see, and also squared to Mars. Now, Hitler was also born with the Mars-Saturn square. This is an aspect of tremendous amount of rage and, you know, like, for example, it's a very destructive theme, actually. It really physically affects the ovarian cyst, for example, or the fibroids, for example. And Saturn is touching off that whole package right now. Saturn is touching off of Mars and Saturn. So it's a classic aspect of heart of wanting to, it's like useless confrontations. She feels it's like an urgency aspect. It's like a real doom and gloom scenario. That's all the Scorpio theme.
So now,
to me,
it's
Mercury in Scorpio is a very spiritual aspect, but when you put Saturn with it, it's a totally unspiritual aspect when you're denying the miracles of God. When you're saying doom and gloom and nuclear holocaust, for example, and you're creating it, you're contributing it, this whole aspect. So her chart is completely, unfortunately, almost demonic, if they were saying.
So if let's say Condoleezza Rice was just born and her mother called in with her chart, would you be able to tell that she was going to be a politician?
Well, the thing is, well, everything is right on top of the chart in 9th and 10th house, which is giving lectures and being in the limelight and all that. It's in Scorpio, like a life and death situation. Now, if she had gone to medicine or research and all this, she'd be fantastic in that. Whether you go after a bug or a person, it's the same emotional tenacity. But even if it becomes a lost cause, you tend to hang on to it. Now, so this year, she's not getting her way because Saturn is touching off that Mars and Saturn, so there's a lot of wrong timing there. Suddenly, he's written this fantastic letter, and it's circulated all over Europe, Ahmadinejad. And so people are suddenly saying, wait a minute, you know, this person is so much more diplomatic
than what she says he is.
Yeah. Which is saying, so, and you cannot fool all these Middle Eastern people also. They are, you know, he's appealing to their ass. It's a very Western theme.
Trying to brainwash all
the... It's not Eastern. It's a very Western chart. In that aspect, his sentiments are Eastern when it comes to helping the masses. But the Mercury in Libra is a very Western thing. She has Mercury in Scorpio, which most terrorists or freedom fighters, depending on whose side you're on, are born with it.
Well, that's
for example,
pretty scary.
Sri Lanka's, that Prabhu, I can never pronounce his long name, his Sri Lankan name. That fellow, I mean, he's amazing how tenacious he is. He has the same theme. Bruce Lee was a Sagittarius, but he had all these Scorpio planets. So unfortunately, the wrong timing, that aspect is quite difficult. What I would do is, when that person is a child, I would say, if I was an astrologer helping the presidents choose, I certainly would not take a person like that in power, because that is not a peacemaker, that's a warmonger.
Well, that's a pretty scary thing. I think they should...
Every word she would use against Ahmadinejad applies exactly to her.
Well, I think that the White House should hire you, Hassan. And I think you should, before anybody gets hired, I think you should read their charts for the president.
No, we should have something in this system.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
But
I was just going to say that any of our callers out there can give, any of our listeners out there can give us a call. And if they'd like us to read one of their children's charts, if they're worried about their child, I'm sure that you could help guide them and let the parents know exactly, you know, if they're headed into trouble or if they're going to be a good studier. Maybe they need a little bit of a push in the educational aspect, or maybe they're going to be fine. And I'm sure a lot of parents out there that are listening are probably curious about their child's future. So maybe that's a good thing.
We also have these reports, as you know, Ingrid.
That's right.
And we have several different reports, but I took like 6 months of my time writing these reports. And the first one is all about yourself, all your best talents. Like I took 6 months of my time just taking out the best qualities of that. It's probably like 10% of my potential, but like whether it's music or art. And who are the great leaders who are born with that before us, so people can get motivated by that also. And plus we have that in the 12-month forecast, nobody can make predictions that this will happen or this will happen. But we do want people that you action for this time. Your timing is not the best. Either you haven't slept well or you have been anemic, for example.
So at that point, you should shy away from anything that you're going
to
do. That
That's right. Or you go into stock markets, for example, you lose everything in it, for example. So there's certain times when you should not be taking any chances like that. Like there's one of my clients in Washington, actually. She wanted to do flying. I was looking at a chart. She has fantastic aspects this year. But next year, she's got major action configurations. So I told her I definitely would not recommend next year. If you want, you can take this year. And if you do not have all the finances, get a flight simulator, which gives you exactly the same. I used to fly, as you know, also, these small planes. But when you do the simulator, it's exactly the same as real flying. Even the sound is the same. You go on Learjet if you want. You go into Cessna 172, for example. And it's so amazing. You save so much money and time. And also, you offset the negative theme. Because if you are supposed to have a crash, the experience of a crash is predictable, but not the crash. That's why I really want to start this negative theme offset therapy.
I think a lot of us need that, Hassan. But I was just going to say that I just want to interrupt you for a minute and give our phone number, because we're waiting for a caller to call in, 1-888-268-4313. So that's 1-888-268-4313. And any questions at all?
You know, Ingrid, you say that I speak fast. You say these very fast.
Do I really?
Maybe you can say it slowly.
Sure, I will. 1-888-268-4313. How's that, Hassan?
Because if you're trying to write it, it's quite fast. And by the way, I was looking at Elizabeth Smart. Remember that girl who was kidnapped for a few months?
Right.
I was looking at a chart, and she had a Mars-Neptune conjunction exact when she was kidnapped. Mars-Neptune is like a nightmare theme. And lots of scandals and being kidnapped, all these things. But what I found interesting is that when she was kidnapped, she had Moon touching off her Jupiter. The Moon-Jupiter aspect is a very lucky aspect and an aspect of happiness also. And I'm wondering, because her family, the home life, she has, I believe that she has Libra, but I think that she has the same, the home life being like a bit of a jail. So she almost took it as an opportunity that she would break free from the whole thing, so maybe a touch of that. But when she was found, again the same nightmare theme and a scandalous aspect was showing in a chart. It's really interesting, you know. But the nightmare theme, but of course there were some many very positive aspects. Jupiter was touching off her Moon, which is extremely happy aspect for family reunions, etc. also.
So are all her problems out of her chart now, or does she have anything coming up in the future?
Well, she's got fantastic aspect right till about November 2008. She has Mercury in Libra, like Ahmadinejad of Iran. So when people want to make change at a global level, and they have the ability to do so, he's getting the same aspect, and she is too. Like suddenly now they've gone to Euro dollars instead of U.S., and that's exactly what is unfortunately going to collapse the economy to a great extent, like if or the whole Europe goes on that. That's by strengthening the European dollar the euro, and the American dollar is coming down so much now. And from this summer till next summer, there's mass insecurity. And not only that, but these plagues and all that, regardless of whether it's conspiracy or not, the same theme happened when about 15 or 18 million people died in 19 or something early. And there's now, I'm looking at these, sometimes, you know, like in the earthquakes. For example, there's a volcanic ash in Cameroon, where about 2,000 people just died in their sleep with this sulfur and all that. Same Mars-Neptune in the sky, and it's in Capricorn, which is the Earth. So interesting, these things, you know, like at a mass level, how they show up. I was also looking at the Mayan calendar, by the way. It's supposed to end on December 12, 2012. Now, at that time, Saturn is in Scorpio, same as what Condoleezza Rice was born with. That's when you feel the dark and dismal and fatalistic aspect, it's an opposition to the Moon. The Moon is in Taurus that day. Now, normally it indicates whenever there are earthquakes or any mining incidents, that's one of the aspects also. And when people are feeling this gloom and doom and all this aspect, but luckily it's not in Scorpio. But there are quite a few, many positive aspects also. Like there's no negative aspect between Mars and Saturn or anything. So I'm quite positive nothing is major is happening. Like we will definitely continue past that date. Because you've got to see the chart. See, there has to be some chart where everybody's chart shows disaster. But if half the humanity is showing fantastic aspects, like that Saturn and Scorpio will be trining anybody who's got Pisces planets or Cancer planets, so they'll be having fantastic aspects. So it has to be some configuration, whether it's a T-square or something, or which is affecting people in a negative way. But that's not happening. Okay, so. By the way, many people had asked me to say some things about every sign. And we mentioned Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, and Aquarius, that this is a major seven-year period for them. Now, it's a test. It's not a failure. It's just that you have to think for the next 7 years. Otherwise, you'll fall into a river rut. So all these signs, they need to start doing something which affects them for the next 7 years, to lay the foundation for that this year. It is so important. And they'll have the struggles and have the delays, but it's just a test of their organizing skills. Whether they want to get a new home, new career, long-term career, relationship-wise, starting children, all these positions, that's all this aspect. But they will encounter some delays, and they are taken for task if they do something wrong. Like in Bush's case, for example, Saturn is touching off his Mercury this year. And he cannot get a lot by doing nothing with this aspect. So he is, and this will continue right till about July, August in his case. And but he is doing some positive things also, I think, with the immigration that he's doing, all this border thing and all that. I mean, all the people are just crossing, and it's ridiculous, no? And they're completely illegal in this aspect. Now, one of my predictions was there'll be change in right from immigration, which is a Sagittarius theme, and Pluto being the sign of Sagittarius. By November 2008, all these things will be resolved. And we'll have peace all around the world. Americans, of course, will be out of Iraq and everything by then. The judicial system will change. The legal system will change, which will help the crime, or to decrease the crime also, because there won't be so much of injustices. And the education, it'll radically change by then. We'll have very high-speed internet, and also, like for example, like Cambridge University being all around the world, not just one place. So virtual universities coming up, for example, and mass transportation.
That's 2008?
November 2008.
November.
Right, yeah. Now, the other signs this year, the signs of Taurus, actually, Taurus is also getting some positive aspects as well. The sign of Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, even though Scorpio is getting some negative aspects from Saturn, but they are also getting some very positive aspects from Jupiter. So especially... because Jupiter is in Scorpio right now. So it tells off anybody who has Cancer planets. And you see, Cancer, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra were going through a seven-year period. Last two and a half years, they had a lot of struggle. But this year is more the reward period. So especially with Cancer, it's fantastic for them. Pisces also, especially this summer, July, August, September, and October, is excellent. And then you have Gemini, Sagittarius, Pisces and Virgo. These are called mutable signs. Very adaptable, very changeable, good for psychology, and in communication, very flexible signs. They're getting some very positive aspects also. And but with Saturn touching off all the fire signs, especially Aries, Gemini, the fire and air signs. So Aries, Gemini, Sagittarius, Libra. These are particularly the signs where the Saturn is helping them being much more disciplined and focused and ability to finish what they start. So it's an excellent time for them. Virgo is also getting some fantastic aspects this year, by the way, throughout this year, with Jupiter touching off that their sun sign. So they'll be much more positive, much more optimistic also. And which sign did we leave out? So we said Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio. Scorpio has both the positive and, but also this, the hardship till about summer. And Sagittarius, of course, is one of the best years for them as well. With a lot of focus and ability to finish what they start. Like the Gemini, Aries, Sagittarius, these are signs which need the discipline, and they have it this year. And Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. And Pisces, of course, one of the best years for them as well. I just came from the opening of the Fame, you know, in June. They have a big show in Toronto, in the International Center. I believe it's June 17th and 18th. And I'll be giving lectures also there, actually. And they have, from all around the world, people are coming there. And it's really interesting. The people who started, I met them just random. They came to me. When I looked at this lady's chart, she had Moon right on top in the 10th house. And one of them had Moon in Leo. I said, you both have very strong elements of Fame in your chart. So they both had looked at each other and sort of smiled. I didn't know what that was. Now, there are some other aspects, a lot of health aspects in that chart that they'll be getting involved, health and physical aspects of, the physical training and all that. And they said that they actually hold a show called Fame. And both of them, that's the first word I said about the Fame. And I didn't realize they were actually, the company was called Fame also. So, and they are into all the bodybuilders, all the best models in the world, like all these. They have all around the world, actually, this show going on. But it's interesting how the synchronicity, how it works. By the way, there's no difference in astrology between your experiences and actual events. So there's absolutely no difference in this aspect. That's why if you say to someone that you will, just like if I was Prophet Abraham's astrologer, if I said, Prophet Abraham, you will sacrifice your son, I'd be 100% wrong. And to me, that's totally blasphemous. But if I said that Prophet Abraham will go through the experience of sacrificing your son, I'd be 100% correct. And when it'll happen and how long will it last? So that part is totally, so it's experience that we can predict, that's why. That's the only thing we can predict, actually.
So you can predict all that in a chart.
Yes. So about 2 weeks ago when I was on Gus Riley's show, you remember on that television show? Yeah, he said something very interesting, remember? He was saying how people, like for example, this coach is saying to this boy, for example, who's running, he said, don't stop.
That was last week,
isn't it? It was such an interesting, I thought it was such an amazing analogy. Like, for example, he's using all these words, don't, stop. All these are, like, a person gets mixed messages. Instead of saying, continue running, and they're saying, don't, stop.
Or run faster.
Yeah, I thought it was such an interesting aspect. He asked some very good questions. We should really review that aspect again. We might be doing some lectures together, actually, on how to lead a balanced life. I'm hoping to get some feedback from you on that also.
Well, that would be a good book for you to write, would be how to have a balanced life.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Let me see who else we had the chart for this time.
Maybe I can just give the phone number one more time and see if we actually have a caller. It's 1-888-268-4313, 1-888-268-4313. Don't be shy. Hassan will not bite you. He'll just tell you exactly what you want to hear. So give us a call. And Hassan, whose chart do you have now?
You know, I just realized we have Nicole Kidman's chart.
You actually do have it right here.
Yeah. You know, she has exactly the same. Was this on you? See, the Mars-Saturn opposition, exactly the same as Anderson Cooper. Do you have Anderson Cooper's chart?
Yes, right here.
Now, he was born in 67, June 3rd. She was born on June 29th, 67.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And they both have Mercury in Cancer. And they both have that same Mars-Saturn. So that action configuration or breakups and all that I talked about, or when somebody in the family has to be careful in 2010-11, applies to both of them, actually. At the same time.
So now let's say that these two people met and they weren't famous. Would their charts match up? And would they?
Well, absolutely. Look at it right on top.
So they would get along. These two people would actually get along?
Yeah. And both their charts show the fame aspect is very strong. You've got she had Jupiter in Leo, he had Jupiter in Leo, and Jupiter-Venus conjunction, they both have that. Right on top. And she has Mercury in the ninth house, so she'd probably end up doing a lot of the, it's like a preaching aspect.
So if you actually could get a birth date and a place of location where a person was born, you could call in, and before you got into a relationship, you could actually have an assessment done on that person and see if that person is actually
for
you.
That's one of the reports we do, actually. We compare the relationship in terms of communication and everything. Sometimes the whole year is not good for you. Like somebody has Saturn in Scorpio, and there that Saturn touches off somebody's Mars. Like, for example, in Condoleezza Rice, if she was involved with anyone, who was born the same year as herself, she left nothing but problems, be a danger to her. Like if she were to live with herself, it would be dangerous.
But she does live with herself, so does that mean she's a danger to herself?
She had a clone, But it is a very self-destructive theme. That's the Saturn Mars theme. Like Hitler was born with that also. But her Saturn will touch off her Mars, so it's a major, like an action configuration. She has... she has Venus right on top of the chart, and Saturn is touching her off. It's not the best time for marriage, actually,
That's Nicole Kidman.
It's not like starting on a good foot at all.
Isn't that funny? And she is engaged now.
Yeah. Well, people do become much more responsible. They become more realistic in expectations. rather than Prince Charming. I don't know what he looks like. For example, he's a rock star, so...
He's actually pretty good looking.
Is he?
Yeah.
I see.
He's my type.
Yeah, he's very, very beautiful. Very nice looking, actually.
Well, he actually resembles my husband. He's got that bad boy look, so, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Harry Davidson and all that.
Yeah.
But Venus and Leo, people, she likes people who stand in a crowd, who are famous. She will never be more with somebody who is not famous and not known in the community.
And that is the truth, because she's been engaged how many times now and married, and it's always been to somebody famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So she has that very strong in her chart. And even Tom Cruise likes to sort of show off the person that he's with. Yeah.
Yeah, and you
but
do
Katie,
see that.
Yeah, you know, having the baby, of course, would have changed her to, in a very positive way. She's quite a balanced person. And she's a good promoter, but she's not really like a thinker. In that aspect, yeah.
Well, I do want to take the last few minutes, if that's all right, to talk about what we spoke about last night. I had given you a call to talk about my little Maltese, my little dog. I have a little dog, just for the listeners, and he's got an aspect coming up where he's going to have surgery. So lo and behold, I called my dear friend Hassan and asked him to pull up his chart, and I just wanted to talk about that a little bit.
So Mars Saturn in the States. Mars Saturn is an aspect of all the surgeries, kneecap, dental thing, and in his
case
it's... Yeah,
but I wanted to tell our callers that even, you know, not even just for children or for their relationships, but if they wanted to, I mean, Hassan offers any...
Not an easy thing for me there, you know.
No.
I mean, your doctor is really special there. Like little children almost, and their personality is amazing, yeah. When it's a Leo, for example, and it's the same rising sign as your husband, Joey. And the both, I mean, as soon as he comes, he is so attached to him.
And that's funny, because I told you that after you read his chart, I said, he prefers my husband over me. And he actually...
And what's interesting is the little dog's chart shows everything, your moves, when you're moving to a bigger place.
It matches
example.
My chart. I know.
Yeah,
that's, I know. So.
And same timing as Joey. When he moved, it was saying...
Yeah, it's quite funny.
And even the place it's living is like a palace. That's a Leo theme. The whole place is all this gold and all this aspect. And the little one's chart is showing that.
He likes it very fancy.
Yeah.
That's funny. But no, I mean, seriously, I mean, listeners, Hassan is absolutely amazing. I mean, every time I have actually asked you a question... Not that you're reading the future, but you've actually hit it dead on, and whenever there is something, an accident coming up, or, you know, just shy away from it, and, I mean, you can prevent so many issues from happening in your life and just live and lead a very positive life as opposed to possibly getting into negativity or, you know, an accident, like you had said. So, you know, that's why even sometimes when I fly, if we have any listeners out there and they want to become one of your clients, flying aspect is amazing. I mean, if you ever want to go on a plane, give Hassan a call. And
my moon magic, actually, you see, I really like
that's
people
right,
to
your book.
Use it for themselves. Like in the book, for example, it'll teach you on a daily basis what they can expect and how's the best time. Whenever moon is at 12th house, for example, they'll always feel run down and tired.
No, and that's...
Every time it's going up, they'll always become more and more involved with the public. So every time moon's in the 5th house, so 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, all those days, are fantastic for traveling. So you start the traveling when it's number 5, you get all kinds of discounts and everything like opens up for you. When it's number 12, you feel run down and tired. So 12 to 4, you have to keep a low profile or don't get caught up in a dark alley, for example, when moon is in the 12th house. You know, my reports also, when I said I like to look at the highest potential of people, even the Mars-Neptune aspect, even in my book I've written, all the people who were born with this nightmare configuration, and how they were able to completely turn the whole thing around. Like Alfred Hitchcock, for example, was born with this nightmare aspect. And he was able to completely turn away. I mean, and he actually shared his nightmares with everybody else and made millions out of it. All these things.
Well, he wrote it down and wrote novels and plays.
Yeah.
And
now many musicians are also born with that. That's why you get into drugs and all that too. So if somebody's born, like I'm born with an obsessive theme, but what you do with the obsession, of course, is your free choice. So we only have like 2-3 minutes left. And some of the topics that I've discussed in the moon magic, one of them is also, you know, even when the moon is in a certain sign, what kind of weather you can expect, what kind of events that you can expect all around the world.
Does that work even when you're in a different country or a different city?
Any country that you go to. I mean, October 1989, I wrote that thing. And still, every time moon goes from Pisces, it's always raining, always misty weather. All this comes up. And it's in Virgo, for example, people always, you know, feeling... It's excellent for, tidying up things and organizing things, but they become very nitpicky and very critical.
So that's the time you clean your house.
Yes, absolutely. If somebody's being nagging, just give them something to edit. that they can, I mean, when you pay people to find defects. So if somebody has Virgo planets, for example, and they're feeling down, somehow let them know somehow that you are having some problems more than them. It'll bring out the best in them. So it changes all the self-pity into compassion. Now, mind you, when I'm talking about Virgo, I'm not talking about, like, you're a Virgo, but you have Leo planets, the Mercury sign of Leo. Your Venus is in Virgo, so it's easy to make you feel guilty. Like in love matters, if there was something to go wrong, you tend to blame yourself for it. So that is a Virgo theme.
Oh, Dad, you're telling everybody my secrets.
Florence Nightingale was born with that, actually. It's an extremely caring aspect, yeah.
So I just, before we leave the air, I just wanted to tell our listeners that they're more than welcome to give you a call at 416-497-9000. That's during the week. And we do have a few more copies of Moon Magic 2006, where they can become...
Just about run out of time.
Yeah.
I just want to say, on my website, I've got Anderson Cooper's. I've just added. We'll have a celebrity right in the front page where we'll analyze. I've analyzed his whole chart. And also, in the horoscope section, when they go to horoscope, it'll show all the Aries, Taurus, and all that. And there's both HTML as well as a Flash version now. So when you click the Flash, you'll have all the music and all the... Each sign, they'll notice that there's a different color. Like Aries is red, Taurus is pink. So all those colors, visually, they'll also learn. So thank you very much, Ingrid.
Thank you,
Hassan. As always, it's such a nice time. And until next time.
Until next time. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.